Hey, 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 everyone. Mars here with the lovely one and only Mishi.
Hey.
I mean Michelle. I mean Michelle. Please do not refer to her as Mishi in person or in the comments or so forth. I'm advising them not to do it unless for some reason you're trying to help me lose weight due to lack of dinner.
You're not helping your situation here, mister.
Okay. That's my cue to get to the point of the show, which I'm about to do. Yeah. Today, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about books.
Okay? We're not going to talk about dinner.
I call it the Fabulous Five. All right? This is a list of ancient books, and this is going to sound kind of silly at first, okay, because it's something that we know will not be popular with the kids. That's not going to happen. It's not going to be popular with the kids. It's not trendy. It ain't the latest or the greatest.
No, it's not. It's more like the oldest and the greatest.
Yeah, the oldest and the greatest. I like that. That's good. Yeah. Right. Because today we're going to show you the secret that we've learned from working with not just a lot of millionaires and multimillionaires, entrepreneurs. It's more like...
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that you really only pick up by working with and getting to know people who are beyond that, like billionaire level people. And we've been blessed to have the chance to work with some of our clients that are at that level. And it's really different the way that they think.
Ecky zacky tootie. Yeah. My sensei used to say that. It means exactly. So today what we're going to do is we're going to talk to you about our list of the Fab Five ancient tomes. You can kick the slides up if you want because it's going to rotate to those.
Alrighty.
Okay, and these are the ancient tomes that you need to read along with whatever, you know, sort of modern success-based business growth stuff you're reading and business books and so forth. Yeah. And what you want to do is you want to tell them why we decided to cover this topic, babe.
I do. Okay. Well, first we got to do thumbnail time.
Oh, thumbnail time. Thumbnail time. There's a book sitting over there. Grab it for me. I totally spaced thumbnail time. I totally spaced it completely. Totally.
I'm on camera. I'm a little concerned.
And utterly. All right. So you ready? So what we have here is a book, and we're going to do thumbnail time.
Didn't work.
Here we go. All right. Rocking and rolling. 3, 2, 1. Whoa, that is a lot of dust.
That wasn't.
I didn't know that was going to get you that bad.
I thought you'd blow that way. All right. Speaking of dusty old books.
That was thumbnail time.
That ought to give us some good screen grabs.
So, okay.
No dinner. Definitely no dinner. All right. So the reason that we decided to do not that, but this video, especially right now, a lot of people are kind of in a weird state where they're not really sure what direction to go with things, whether it's business, whether it's life. Like, there's a lot of reevaluating and questioning happening right now. Right. And a lot of people aren't really clear on how to overcome what feels like endless challenges that life is throwing in our path. Thank you, 2020. or even just how to be relaxed and happy in life. So,
right.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is explain how and why people are naturally looking outside for other sources to help them, to outside sources.
Yeah.
And some of our best clients, I want to get clear about this before we go, because some of our best clients, people like Tony Robbins, Bob Proctor, Jack Canfield, drop a bunch of big names. They're some of the most well-known success coaches and authors and leaders in the world today. So we're not going to trash the personal development industry, the success industry.
Definitely not, because there are some really great modern books out there that are really, really helpful too. So we're not saying don't read those. We're just saying to add these to your list.
Exactly. But the truth is, if you really want to get to the core of self-improvement, okay, if you're looking to unlock the real secrets of happiness and success, you have to go straight to the original sources.
Yep. Because whatever questions you've got, whatever challenges that you are working to overcome right now, the answer can probably be found and most likely free online in one of the books that we are about to talk about in this list. And reading these really foundational books will help you to better understand the more modern books that you read as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So the first one is one of my, you got the slides, right?
I got the slides.
This is one of my personal favorites. Okay. Right. It's a book that I read and reread. Okay. This is The Moral Letters of Seneca. Okay. And I found this book to be super helpful when it comes to defeating stress in business and in relationships. And after working for the infamous Emperor Nero.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not me, Nero. Seneca. I've worked for some infamous.
Okay, you're old, but you're not that old.
He worked for him for more than 10 years.
That's crazy.
Seneca went into retirement and wrote 124 letters addressed to Lucilius, who was the governor of Sicily. One of the
a lot of letter writing.
Yeah, 124 letters. Well, they didn't have text back then or emails, so you know, like that. They're that's not very true. Long. They're okay. All pretty short letters, 3-4 like pages, not really long. And they include Seneca's like his worries and his challenges, plus some pretty incredible snippets of wisdom. Okay, if you want the answers to common everyday problems, this book is just chock full of them. Okay, yeah. One of my favorite quotes from the book, because we're gonna do quotes for every one of these. Yeah, one of my favorite quotes from the book is, wherever there is a human being, there is an opportunity for kindness. Now, you'd think he's a Stoic philosopher, and you think, well, is that what Stoics are about? Yeah, I mean, ultimately, believe it or not, they're about not overreacting to situations that are beyond our control, right? And that's what I like about it, because I tend to overreact.
That's great, especially for right now with situations beyond our control.
Yeah, right.
So perfect number two on the list is the Nicomachean Ethics by Aristotle.
Yep.
We all basically know who Aristotle was. I think everybody's heard of him, one of the greatest philosophers of ancient Greece. And this book is one of his most enduring, greatest works about the path to really a life of joy. So finding happiness in life. And one of the things he wrote was that the life of joy is achieved by being a good person, which is,
yeah, that's the main focus of the book, really, is that only a virtuous person can truly be joyful.
Yeah.
Not happy. See, that's the thing that gets confused. And some of these philosophers, they lock that up pretty good. The difference between happiness. Happiness is a fleeting thing. Joy is a constant thing. Yeah. It's a constant thing.
Yeah. Well, and one of the quotes from this book that we like is, the pleasures arising from thinking and learning will make us think and learn all the more.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
And that is ancient wisdom right there. I love that quote. That's a deep quote, babe.
All right.
Number three, and another regular read for me is, and it's going to seem like this doesn't fit, but I'm going to explain to you why it does, is The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Okay, this is one of the best known works from ancient China. Okay,
everybody's heard of this one.
Originally meant to actually guide generals, teaching them how to win battles and wars, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of a very narrow way of looking at the book overall, though, because it's really more of a book about mastering the art of strategy. And it really does apply to the business world.
Oh, exactly.
The way he approaches things.
He's got a ton of practical wisdom about what types of, you know, tactics to use to overcome challenges and just general challenges, not specifically war challenges, because life is a struggle, war is a struggle. Yeah, so
life is war, and especially right now, it kind of feels like it.
And it's inspiration for strategy in pretty much any walk of life. My favorite quote from The Art of War is, this is a great one. Is it not going? I remember the quote.
There we go.
Okay. This is a long one. If you understand your competition and you understand yourself, you will never need to fear the result of any struggle. And if you know yourself, but not your competition, you'll lose one every time that you win one. All right. And if you don't truly understand yourself or your competition, you're going to lose every time. I'm paraphrasing what the thing is, because it's not up on the screen. It's not on the screen. But the gist of it is, you have to know yourself and your competition. You have to know the people who are in the pocket of what you're doing and how they're doing it. And you also have to understand yourself. Understanding one or the other will help you win 50% of the time, basically. And understanding neither means you're pretty much doomed. All right. So that's you can see how that applies to not just war, but also to business. Yeah. Because like, it doesn't matter if you're a business coach, there are other business coaches, right? Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're a fitness trainer, there are other fitness trainers. It doesn't matter if you're an info marketer, there are other info marketers.
Well, and you got to look at understanding your competition more widely as well. Because, you know, I know that my competition as a business coach, when I'm trying to motivate clients, it's not necessarily other business coaches. It's all the distractions and all of the other things, you know. So really, you can get a lot out of reading a book that is about strategy of, in this case, war.
Love
all
it.
Right. So the fourth one, this fourth ancient tome is The Art of Love by Ovid. This was written 2,000 years ago?
Yep.
But some things don't change, right? He was a Roman poet. He wrote this very detailed manual on how to attract a lover, exactly what to say and do. Was a bestseller, and some of you may know this, it angered conservative authorities at the time. So this one's a controversial one. He was actually banned from the city of Rome and sent into exile thanks to the popularity and perhaps the effectiveness but the controversial nature of his writings.
And I'd actually say that this is one of the first pickup artists in Price. Well, it is, but here's the thing. Just like the Art of War, I want you to understand something, okay? You got to understand, attracting people, whether it's a lover or a customer or a client, is the same principles. Just like winning a war is, you know, the same thing. It's their strategies that get used to progress you along and to basically succeed at whatever you're doing.
I don't prefer personally to think of it as a pickup manual, but that does go to show there is nothing new under the sun. These, you know, new things out there that you see about that.
They're rehashes of these original things.
From this, but I prefer to think about it more about relationships and charm and connecting with people. So just as an overview, the book's divided into three parts. The first two parts are really practical advice for men on how to find and keep women happy, which, you know, they need a manual for. We know this. And the third part is for women on how to find a guy.
So, yeah. And The Art of Love was actually such a huge success that Ovid wrote a sequel, right?
Yes, there is a part two to this that explained how to fall out of love and mend a broken heart, but that one's not on our top five list. Hopefully you're not dealing with that.
The reason why is this, because we had a bunch of books and we'll talk about
it. Oh yeah, we had like, what, 20 yeah. some that we narrowed but it down.
I read most of these. I read most of these books pretty regular. There's a couple of them that I haven't dove in deep enough into yet. I just added them actually to my reading list, but this one, I can't, there's not a way to apply this to business. The other ones there are, and I know some people are going to go, the art business. Of love, what's that got to do? Are you kidding me? The ability to attract and maintain.
Customer service.
Yeah, relationships.
Yes, relationships. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So as far as this book goes, favorite quote, and this is one you probably heard and maybe didn't know the origin of.
This is the origin of it.
If you want to be loved, be lovable. Yep. Such simple but really important advice.
That's a good one. If you want to be lovable. So true.
Yep.
So the last ancient book on the list, and like I said, these were these were tough decisions. I need a drum roll, like sound effect, right? To me, it was tough. I don't know what you think.
I've revealed it.
Yeah, but it's all right.
Yes, it was tough to narrow it down. There was a bunch. I mean, like we thought about including I can never pronounce this title right.
Tao Te Ching.
Yes, that, you knew which one I was thinking.
Lao Tzu.
As well as some books from Confucius and just a bunch of other books because there are so many.
Yeah, the Analects of Confucius. If any of these don't relate to you, read the Analects of Confucius because it really is about how to interact in society, and almost every book on like how to win friends and influence people. Go back to the Amulek. It's based on it. So.
But what we really want to encourage you to do with this is maybe you add a few of these to your reading list, but we want you to create your own list of five ancient books that would be good for you based on where you're at in business, what you're looking to learn, what you're looking to study. So,
That's exactly what we want. So the fifth and final book, and I really do wish I had a drum roll right now, on our list is The Orator by Cicero.
Yes.
And Cicero was considered the greatest statesman and orator of the Roman Republic, which is kind of a big deal. That was a long-lasting republic, and for a multi-thousand year, or thousand, I think it lasted 1,000 years, to be known as the top guy.
And they were very big on speeches, if you've ever watched anything from that time period.
Yeah, so giving speeches was really Cicero's life. It was his whole life, and he became really, really good at it. And the reason why this one is on our list, and why it's a must-read, is because public speaking and, you know, generally having conversations, all right, is something anyone in business today still needs to not just understand, but deeply understand. So Cicero's advice on how to deliver a speech, move your audience, and convince them of your truth is arguably more relevant today than a lot of modern books I've read, period.
Yeah, that's something you just can't avoid, right? You just can't avoid the need to do that. This is a great book. And if you're not solid as far as how to efficiently engage in conversation, persuade people to see your point of view, or you need to give speeches, presentations, whether it's online, offline, any context, you really do want to pick up this book as soon as possible. So I know we said pick your own five, but put this one on your list. So what's your favorite quote from this book?
Well, my favorite quote from this book is, and I really need to constantly remind myself of this.
Yes.
Brevity is the best recommendation of speech. Less is more.
I'm trying to decide how to respond to that. Yes, that is a good one. That actually is a really, really great note to end on. And before we wrap up this video, we want you to understand, again, we're not saying you shouldn't be reading more modern books. What we're suggesting is that you really take some time to make sure you have your own set of, what did you call it? Fab five ancient books in your regular reading rotation, because these are books you want to read more than once.
You're right. The big idea is that you'll get even more out of modern books if you're regularly reading the ancient tomes, the classics of timeless success principles, period.
Yes, because that's where almost everything modern came from. Yeah. So go it's to funny. The source.
It's funny when you actually read them, because I actually got this advice. I got this advice from somewhere else, and then Charles Kirkland. Yeah, Charles Kirkland was on a. He's a pretty big marketer guy. He was on a. I'm going to share this video with him and tell him that I got this from you, Charles Kirkland. We love you, man. But he was on a thing we did for Rich Sheffrin, right before the whole outbreak, and he reminded me of this.
Yeah.
I read these older things regularly, anyways, but they should be the foundation of what you read, right?
Yeah, absolutely, it will help you to see things through a different lens and really understand them on a deeper level. All right, so. Keeping in mind Cicero's advice, we are going to wrap up right now. If you're on Facebook, hit like, make sure you've liked our business page. If you're on YouTube, hit thumbs up, subscribe, turn on alerts. It's the cute little bell. And then you'll know when we release a new video.
And hey, if you're listening on the podcast, I'm getting really good at this part. I always get stuck with this line. If you're listening on the podcast, all right, rate, review, subscribe, and then pop over to find us on YouTube and Facebook too, so you can do all the things that she just said, because you can actually see what we're up to. You can see how beautiful Michelle is.
I feel like I'm supposed to insert a compliment here, but what I really want to say is the reason you get stuck with that line is because I'm usually the one taking Cicero's advice and starting the wrap up. And we start with the...
Okay, I'm giving you a sad trombone.
Okay. All right. Thank you for watching or listening today, and we will see you back again soon for the next episode.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, everybody. Planet Business.